Welcome to Outbeat Radio on KRCB Santa Rosa, a program that focuses on issues by, for, and or about members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities. You can hear Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is Living Proof, and we're your hosts. I'm Diana Grayer, and next to me is my co-host and wife, Sheridan Gohl. Tonight on our show, we're going to talk about spring cleaning. Spring cleaning our relationships. Everybody needs to overhaul now and again, right? And this is a perfect time for it.
Yeah, it's perfect. The flowers are blooming. Well, yesterday they were. The flowers are blooming. The birds are serenading. So does your house still feel like it's stuck with the winter blues? Probably today it did. Today was just like winter, right, Di?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Anyway, but spring cleaning is a tradition that allows us to freshen up our homes. And in this case, we'd like to offer some help in freshening up relationships. What do you need help in your spring cleaning?
We will be speaking about what needs looking at, reevaluating, and adjusting, and even tending to. It's like this. In spring cleaning, we open up the house and let the light and fresh air in. And you kind of felt that a little bit yesterday. But hopefully there's some good weather coming in a few days or so. We bring in the sunshine and we feel the warmth. But how many of us do this for our relationships? Do you let the light in? Do you breathe in the fresh air?
This might sound challenging and it might sound complicated, but this could be a valuable exploration. To admit one's relationship is not alive and thriving is a pretty hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Our spring cleaning advice can offer some relief or some food for thought, and it just might leave you feeling refreshed and optimistic for opportunities for your relationship to blossom. So get out a pen and a pad of paper and be ready to jot down some ideas. But first, here's news and events with Outbeat member Joel Bellagio.
This is Outbeat Radio News. I'm Joel Bellagio. In international news, according to a report in the Washington Post, it is estimated that more than 300 individuals who self-identify as gay have left the country of Iran since last June's election of President Ahmadinejad. Many of these individuals have fled to Turkey and are currently seeking asylum. In Turkey, they await help from the United Nations to place them in the United States, Canada, Western Europe, or Australia. In Iran, being gay is punishable with death. Turkey, in contrast, has relatively secular attitudes. Meanwhile, in the United States, the state of Iowa marked the one-year anniversary of marriage equality in the state on Saturday, while Iowa state gay rights groups are looking to the future, hoping to mark many more anniversaries. In the past year, there have been several attempts to overturn the Iowa Supreme Court's ruling that legalized same-sex marriage, but slowly attitudes towards same-sex marriage appear to be improving. And in other news, it is being reported that Constance McMillan has been invited to the private senior prom meant to replace the one that was canceled by the school board in her small Mississippi town. McMillan will be allowed to escort her girlfriend to the dance at the Fulton County Country Club. The prom is being held by parents of a student at McMillan's school. McMillan was told by school officials in February that she would not be able to bring her partner, who is also a student at the school, to the school's sanctioned dance, nor would she be able to wear the tux she planned to wear. The ACLU got involved shortly after, and the school board responded by canceling the dance altogether rather than allow her to attend with her girlfriend. The ACLU filed a suit against the school board, claiming that the school violated McMillan's constitutional rights. A federal judge ruled that McMillan's rights were violated, but the judge stopped short of requiring the school board to reinstate the prom. And in news from Washington, openly gay Georgetown University law professor Chai Fieldblum was among the 15 administration nominees appointed by President Barack Obama in his first recess appointments since taking office. Spielblum has been appointed to be a commissioner on the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. A key Senate committee voted in favor of Spielblum's nomination in December, 4 months after being nominated by Obama, but Republicans have since blocked a full Senate vote. In making the announcement, Obama said he was bypassing the Senate, which is responsible for approving hundreds of nominations, because of Republican obstruction. The White House said Obama's 217 nominees pending before the Senate have waited an average of 101 days. The 15 nominees, the White House said, have been pending for an average of 7 months. Spielblum is considered a national scholar on transgendered rights, disability issues, and the gay rights movement. Meanwhile, closer to home, Spectrum LGBTQ Center, based in San Rafael, is hosting groups of LGBTQ seniors in Sonoma County. In Sonoma, the group meets the third Friday of each month. The next gathering is set for April 16th at the Sonoma Community Center in Sonoma. On the fourth Tuesday of the month, a group gathers in Santa Rosa from 1:30 to 3 at the Glazier Center. The next gathering there is set for April 27th. Everyone is welcome, and there is no charge. For more information, check that out online at SonomaBoysNightOut.com. And the Sonoma County Pride Committee is looking for volunteers to help plan, promote, and raise funds for Sonoma County Pride 2010, which will be held Sunday, June 6th in Guerneville. This year's theme is Sonoma County Pride is So Gay. The celebration includes a pride parade through Guerneville and an LGBTQ festival on the lush grounds of the Guerneville Lodge. The 16th annual Pride Comedy Night follows June 12th at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts. For more information, visit them online at SonomaCountyPride.com. And there you have it. This has been Outbeat Radio News. I'm Joel Bellagio. Oh.
was Toshi Regan singing For Our Love off her CD called Kindness. If you're just joining us, this is Living Proof, and we are talking about spring cleaning as it relates to relationship cleaning. Now, maintaining healthy relationships is very important to us. So tonight, we're offering what we call Diane Shares Educational Talks. And we plan on giving these talks maybe two or three times a year. So we don't have any guests tonight. It's just Diane and myself. And most people can benefit from a reminder or a helpful hint about the relationship. So even if you're not in a couple and you're listening in tonight, what we're talking about can still help you in learning about yourself in your primary relationships.
Yeah, of course. So this is Diana, and so we have some comparisons to ponder. But before we get started with that, I want you, as we talk about these comparisons, I want you to notice how you're affected. And I want you to notice what you're feeling. Notice what's happening in your body. It's really important to be aware of these things, to be aware of how you're affected. You know, this is really important topic. So I just wanted to make that clear, because when you know these things about yourself, you learn it. When you're focusing on your body, you become more aware of yourself and more connected to yourself. So let's start with the spring cleaning focus, and then we're going to go back and forth with the spring cleaning focus and the relationship
and
focus.
I just wanted to say one quick thing. Right before the news, we said grab your pencil and paper. So when you're feeling something comes up that Diana was just talking about and you're affected, just go ahead and write that feeling down. Even if you think we're full of it or something, you just say like, oh, gosh, really? Write that down, because I think it's important to know, to see your resistance about what we're talking about.
Or not resistance, if they get triggered about something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the first thing that people want to do when they're spring cleaning is they open their house to bring in the light and the sunshine. Open those windows, let the breeze come in, clean out all the air.
Mm-hmm. So we look on the side of the relationship as it relates, opening your heart. Think of opening your heart regarding your relationship. So letting go of grudges, you know, you've been holding, you know, that opening up, welcoming differences, opening up your mind to new possibilities and not being limited. Maybe, let's just say for an example, maybe your partner had an idea and you've been cutting that idea down for like the last 6 months or so. Maybe you could take some deep breaths. You know, inhale and exhale, and just relax for a moment and say, go to your partner and say, okay, let's take a look at this again. And it shows that you're opening up. You're willing to work and try and to make an effort. And so that's positive. So that's what the comparison is to the relationship. It's like opening up your heart to your relationship.
And sometimes you might feel like doing that, but you don't really know when the right time is. So you could use this radio show as the time, like, okay, they're kind of pushing me, so maybe this is the right time to do that. The second thing that people do when they do some spring cleaning is they remove the clutter from closets. You know how we tend to throw those clothes in the corner, or maybe all of our winter clothes are gathering up and it's time to do the exchange and bring the spring and summer clothes in and put the winter clothes away, maybe, or maybe you've outgrown some of your clothes. I mean, maybe we put on a couple more pounds and things aren't fitting, or maybe you have something in the closet that you haven't worn for like 2 or 3 years and it's sitting up there on the hanger so nice and ironed and you're never going to wear it. You know, it's just getting rid of all that clutter.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to switch that over to the relationship side, I mean, the list can go on and on and on, right? So we can start with the mind clutter. Clutter in the mind may include anything you don't verbalize, all the dark side, the stuff that you, the judgments, the stuff, the critical side of yourself, the things that are negative, the hidden secrets. You know, most people have secrets, addictions.
Maybe even an affair.
Maybe
or something.
Having an affair, yeah. The hard things to talk about, those things, perhaps fear. So what you want to do is let the light in on taking a chance, taking a risk, taking some risk looking at this clutter. By talking about them, writing about them, doing something about them. So when you do this, you're making room for the new energy to flow. When you're open, you're opening up to new energy and new awarenesses and new possibilities. So get rid of the stuff that's holding you back in your relationship. Get rid of the clutter. And how I can say that over and over again, and I know those of you who are listening out there understand what I'm talking about. It's going to free you up, and it's going to give you freedom and spaciousness to move. You're going to feel so much lighter when you can begin to talk about these things and remove your clutter, you know, within your relationship.
So for an example, like let's say you're stubborn. Like you don't like any new ideas, or you think your ideas are the only things that matter, right? Or, I mean, how is that serving you being stubborn, right? Or if you're always angry all the time, or like Diana was saying, you're addicted to something. And once you accept that you have this challenge in your life, that's when you can begin to even think about getting rid of it. Mm-hmm. So you... First thing you got to do is you got to admit it. I mean, that's the first step to getting rid of your clutter. And maybe you could go to your partner and admit the truth, and you can even admit on how it's caused clutter in the relationship.
Yeah. Talk about it. Bring it up. Talk about it. It's hard, but you got to do it. You got to do it. That's the part of the spring cleaning of the relationship. Clutter. Get rid of the clutter.
Any thoughts coming out to anybody in their mind about what kind of clutter is in your mind? Just jot those thoughts down. The third thing that we want to talk about is a room in the house that nobody really likes to clean very much, and that's the bathroom. The yucky bathroom. Nobody enjoys cleaning a bathroom, but it has to be done, right? I mean, you have stains like in the toilet. If you never clean the toilet, the stains just kind of build up. So...
yeah,
right?
You know about that, huh, Cher?
Di's always on my case, but I don't have time to clean a toilet.
See, the one thing about if you switch this over to the relationship side, you're right. I don't mind. I, you know, I love the clean bathroom, and I do the Pumas.
I love
the
clean hard
water
too.
Thing. You know, right? But anyways, as far as the relationship, you know, it's there. You can see the stains, like Cher was saying, stuff you know is there, but can't bring up. And you have a hard time dealing with it. It's the waste that's infecting your growth and your happiness. That's why we're talking about this topic tonight. You know, as a therapist, I see so much, you know, conflict and couples not doing the work that they need to do because of these things. So we thought it would be a really important idea to do this spring cleaning bit. So it's really important because it affects your growth and your happiness. And it doesn't go away, as you know. It doesn't go away, the stains, unless you get the scrubber out and start cleaning it.
Like effort. Some kind of effort.
Yeah. So like we're talking about is remove the stains and the spots in the mirror. Because, you know, you look in the mirror every day and they're there, the spots. So
sometimes you don't see the spots, though.
Okay, sure, we're not going to want to discuss our relationship on it. Okay, so...
But just because you don't see them doesn't mean it's there. It's not there.
Right.
And so if you, in 50% of the partnership, know that there's something there that needs to be, you know, dealt with,
right.
At least be open to your partner and listen.
Right, good. And if you need help, you know, you can always reach out and get a therapist. You know, I am a therapist, but I'm not saying this because I'm a therapist. It's because I know that there's help there that you can get. And, you know, something like journaling would be easy. Grab a journal. Start writing about what's going on in the relationship, the stuff that you see that you're not talking about. Go to workshops. You have to do something for things to change. You have to make an effort. And I believe in this so dearly. It's really a passionate of mine to work with couples working on these issues. So be brave and sit down and have a discussion about the obvious, the stains, the water spots.
So you can just say to your partner, you know, look, honey, it's time for us to explore the hard areas in our relationship. And then I want to know what you see. I want to tell you what I see. Now, that might be scary for somebody to do that, but seriously, just take a deep breath and try. I mean, your partner loves you, and you love her or him, so I know that they'll listen. And then you can continue, you know, and you could say, you know, we both deserve to be happy on this journey together, and we need to be honest and open with one another. I'm not doing you or me any favors by keeping this inside. So really, notice and label. And then together you can see if you can change something. You really have to be brave to know yourself. And you might be resistant to our ideas, but we want to play a song for you right now about questioning yourself. And it's about resistance and persistence and choice. And you know how strong eagles are and how they persevere. And so we want you to listen to these words and notice when she sings about being that eagle inside. Enjoy.
Up the misty mountain, wildflowers by the ground, down by the rushing river, force wears those boulders down. Me, I'm underneath my covers. Me, I'm trapped inside my brain. Up above the misty mountain, up above the rushing river, up above the bed of longing, yeah. The eagle takes the wind. What? The eagle takes the wind, my friends. The eagle takes the wind. It makes me think like this, my friends. Where does the eagle live in me? Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Well, I'm walking through your city. I say your city will be my home. I say, Tosh, you are halfway pretty. May you never be alone. Be it scorn or be it favor, be it fun. Before the mirror, like an open-ended cavern, like a breath held, inhaled, holding in, I barely knew my name. What? I barely knew my name, my friends. I barely knew my name. It makes me think like this, my friends. Where do I live in me? Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. It's a planet of resistance. It's a whirling flame of choice. Are you my comrades of persistence? I swear they'll know what's by our voice. Wildflowers.
was Toshi Regan again singing Misty Mountain off her Kindness CD. Boy, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us, this is Living Proof, and we are talking about spring cleaning as it relates to relationship cleaning. So we've talked about letting in the sunshine, cleaning out the closets, and cleaning that yucky bathroom. So now we are in the bedroom, and we are looking at bedroom drawers. Clothes get wrinkled in there and need to be refolded and reorganized. Things are stuffy in there, huh? Mm-hmm. And sometimes drawers just need to be emptied out completely. And then you can air them out and freshen them up and then refold the clothes back so nice and neat. I look forward to doing spring cleaning, really.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because it gets me organized.
Okay, let's see if you feel the same way as we relate it to relationships, okay? Your relationship may be a little stuffy, like Cher's talking about in the drawers. So stuffiness can be heavy, you know? Think about your relationship. Think about where you're at in your relationship. Think about the weight, the heaviness. So don't be weighed down with something that you can fix. You know, it's fixable. I believe it's fixable if you work at it. And if not, then you have to do what you need to do in that situation. But for now, we're talking about it's workable. So get the wrinkles out. Let's say maybe you had a little disagreement and you haven't been able to resolve it yet. Resolve it. Talk about it. Right? Go to your partner and admit your wrongdoing. You know? You know? Do it. Clear the air. It can happen. So then, when it's clear, then you can get back into the groove of your relationship. And you can go and take a walk together. You can hike, go to the beach and listen to the waves, especially when this weather gets better.
And just like if you're at the beach, you can stand and face each other and look at each other and laugh while you just shake it out.
Mm-hmm. You can be young again and playful and not so weighed down, you know, mm-hmm. Laugh and run and stretch out. I mean, we spend so much energy holding on to things. You can work them out.
And because, you know, we're just kind of getting out of winter and the rains and everything, we've kind of been stuck inside a lot, you know, so just going out in the fresh air, in the warm sun, hopefully it's coming around the corner, you know, and
I think people are understanding what we're talking about.
Yeah, just,
because sometimes the issue seems so much bigger, mm-hmm. And that's been my experience listening, is that it's so much bigger, but once you step in, once you take a stab at it, or it changes things. It's not as big. It gets deflated. So then you can use all that extra energy and go and have fun together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's all about having fun, I think, isn't it? Loving someone so that you can laugh and play and joke around, mm-hmm. as well as be serious.
Exactly. And this part of it, what we're sharing, is how to grow together. You can learn. You know, it could be hard. But you can learn in the process,
mm-hmm.
and you can grow as a person, as a couple.
Yeah. So how about moving out of the bedroom and into the living room? How about dusting and vacuuming?
Yeah, that's all over the house, though, especially ours.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That dust can just come, can it? I mean, this is where you're going to discover a lot of dirt in your home and those never-ending spider webs. I mean, dust travels throughout the whole house. We're not just talking about one room. I mean, it is everywhere. And, of course, the more you traffic up a room, the more dust and dirt there's going to be. But even if there's, like, a room that you don't use that often, you're going to find dust there also. So dusting and vacuuming, what do you say, Diana?
Mm-hmm. So if we look over on the relationship side of it, take a good look at the whole relationship. That's what we're talking about, the dusting. It just travels. So now you're going to take a look at the whole of the relationship and acknowledge what exists. What is the general feel of your relationship? Just kind of hold that in your body. How do you feel about the relationship when you two are together? Is it something worth working for, fighting for? Do you feel trapped in a web? You know, Cher talked about the spider webs. Is your relationship working or is it not? Is it one-sided? So these are some questions to think about. How functional is it? Have you waited too late to do something? This happens so often. It's amazing when I'm working with couples. They come in 10, 15, 20, 40 years in the relationship, and they've waited for so long, years, before stepping in the door.
That's sad.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. Did you really say 40 years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
And it's hard. But, yeah, so these are really important questions to ask yourself about your relationship. So take some action and make changes. If you think your relationship is slipping away from you, don't settle, okay? Really evaluate, you know, your relationship, what you want from your partner, you know. So, you know.
Maybe your partner wants to dust off the relationship with you.
Yeah.
You know, but somebody's got to bring it up.
Exactly.
Right? So be that person.
Yeah.
Don't be a follower. Be a leader.
Yeah. You both deserve better.
Yeah. And you know, hopefully you both want it as badly as the other and not one person.
Is it equal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Diana, when you have clients come in, is it one-sided where
One
person doesn't really give a hoot?
And usually, you know, sometime when it comes in, when it's too late, one person knows already that it's over.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, but I'm a believer in don't settle and get started on it. You know, it's just like what we talked about earlier, the bathroom stains. You know that they're there. You know, work on them.
Do something.
Challenge them. Let's do something about them now, because you don't want to wait 5, 6, 10 years into the relationship and then begin to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
No. Think about that, you know, really think about that.
Yeah, it kind of makes me sad that people would wait 40 years before they decide to make a change when they probably knew 20 years before that or maybe even 30.
Yeah. So that's why we do this.
I think
it's important that we can share and offer.
Well, the last thing that we have as far as spring cleaning goes is about the windows. And I know a lot of people don't like to do windows, and there's a lot of jokes about I don't do windows. But seriously, after the storms and after the rains, you really do need to clean your windows. And they get dusty on the inside just as much as on the outside. And like our house, we have tons of spider webs on one side of our house. I think it's where the wind doesn't come in. And so there's tons of spider webs and bugs, and, you know, you just got to clean your windows.
So the relationship side of it, seeing clearly into your relationship, you should feel nourished just like when the sun comes in and warms you up. And I felt that yesterday. It was beautiful out.
Yeah.
And we got to plant. We bought some new white sage.
Yep.
And we got to plant some sage plants and some carnations. And it's a beautiful feeling when the sun comes in your clean windows and it warms you up. You know, you should feel held in your relationship and feel fed and safe and blissful.
Boy, I have a feeling that somebody out there is going, well, I wonder, do you guys feel fed and safe and held and blissful? And I'm going to tell you absolutely, hands down, yes, I do. I'm very blessed to be married to Diana. She does all those things, and hopefully I do them for her.
Yes, I better say yes. We're on air. No, I'm just teasing. But yeah, I'm really blessed and lucky as well. And the thing about why we feel that we can offer you this is not that I'm a therapist and now a doctor, but because Cher and I have been together for 32 years and we've worked hard at this. And, we, you know, we still have issues and here and there. We're not perfect with communication, which is important, and we're going to have a series on communication. But we keep practicing it. We keep practicing to make it better. And that's why we want to offer you these different skills that we've learned to make your relationships better. To get back to the relationship, so the question is, how do you feed your relationship? How do you feel safe? What do you show the world? Are you authentic with each other and with others? This is what you want to do, okay? So the goal for you is to reach toward being authentic with each other and with other people. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to be able to say your feelings to somebody else and really mean them and have that come back to you. You know, have your partner say, you know, to trust you with you know, to trust you with that deep, deep, those deep feelings, and to trust each other with that. It's beautiful. So what you want to do is get out of the old rut, you know, shine the light on the brightness, shine the light on the positive. You know, rub each other's heads. You know, Sharon, I like to do that. Just something basic and simple. You know, just touching each other, holding hands, touch, you know, express your love for each other.
And you know, feel the nourishment in each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get a lot of nourishment from touch and hugging. And I think sometimes people are too busy and they don't do those things because they feel so satisfied and secure in their relationships. But it's really a way of holding each other like that. Mm-hmm. And if this is the relationship that you have chosen, then, like Di was saying, you do have to shine a light on it and you have to nourish it. And that means it takes time. It takes time and effort to spring clean your relationship. It's not going to happen on its own, just like a house doesn't get clean on its own. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So those are our comparisons. And we encourage you to embrace the truth and leave fear behind, because I think a lot of times fear stops us from being authentic and telling the truth, right? Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to offer up some ways to move your relationship onward, upward, and through. And right now, we'd like you to enjoy this song called Onward, Upward, and Through.
Is the road we're walking
fear?
Is the path we leave behind
love?
Is the kingdom around the bend? It's really not that hard to find. Let the map of your heart guide you onward, upward, and through. Unwanted outsider, a stranger with a different skin. I wither when I hear the whispers. I'm dying here in this place I am in. Take my hand. Only together can I make this journey out to a promised land.
Support for Outbeat Radio and KRCB-FM comes from members and from the Advanced Fertility Associates Medical Group, providing comprehensive fertility care to men, women, and couples wishing to expand their families. Advanced technology, old-fashioned care, serving Santa Rosa and the North Bay for 25 years. On the web at afamd.com. And from St. Joseph Health System of Sonoma County. St. Joseph Health System understands there's more to you than can be found on a chart. By taking the time to understand your life, the team at St. Joseph Health System is able to provide a whole new level of personalized care and comfort. More information can be found at stjosephhealth.org. You're listening to KRCB-FM Santa Rosa.
Really not that hard to find. Let the
welcome back. That was Kim Shar Meredith singing Onward, Upward, and Through off her Slender Line of Lavender CD. If you're just joining us, this is Living Proof, and we are talking about spring cleaning as it relates to relationship cleaning.
Okay, so welcome back. So this next part is, I hope you have your pen and paper ready. So this next part, you have to be willing to face your fears and face the truth. We want you to list all the ways you want to spring clean your life and your relationship. Okay, if you're doing this alone because you are single, it's okay, do it. You can still list ways that you want to be more authentic in your life, and it's a way of what you want to do to face your fears. What's important about this is that you have to go, you have to let go of what's not working. That's the goal to think about. And the ways that keep you in bondage, these ways. Because, you know, they're not serving you. They haven't served you. So be honest when you're making your list. So think about this question. What do I want to spring clean in my relationship? Okay, another way to say it, what changes do I want to make? Remember, you are speaking the truth. And you are not afraid. So step into your fierceness.
So we're going to give you about 30 seconds to go ahead and make your list.
Okay, so you have the start of your list. I don't know if that was a fast 30 seconds or what, but you know, you've started your list. It's an ongoing process, so what you have is a good start. You know, it's like the dust. You're always going to find more, so you need more time to be with it. So next, you have to become aware of the mini blocks. So you have your list. But now you have to become aware of that thing in the middle, that divide that prevent you from moving through to the other side of your fierceness of confronting these issues. So what's getting in the way of you being fierce about achieving your list of goals? So think about that. In order to do this work on your list, to make all those changes, you have to be aware of your blocks that are preventing you from being fierce. It's so, so important. These blocks prevent you. They prevented you in the first place and will continue to block you. So, because they have put this barrier, this wedge in between your relationship and probably in parts of your other parts of your life as well. So, we're going to give you an opportunity to confront them. So you have your piece of paper. We're on a different piece of paper now. And we want you to draw a wall. So you're going to imagine a wall that's dividing you from facing all these things on the list of moving in your relationship or in your life the way you want. So you have a wall. And on that piece of paper, you draw the wall. You're going to write all the things that you feel are blocking, that are getting in the way of the relationship. So let's think of some issues, some things that you wish you could say, or what's getting in the way of that? Are you confronting a situation or an issue? Like fear. Fear is a big one. Shame, feeling insecure, embarrassment could be on the wall, feeling abandoned. And the list goes on and on and on. So just stay connected with yourself and write all of these possible things that are getting in your way from being fierce in your life. So take a moment and write on the wall. And we're going to, you know, give you 30 seconds or so to do that.
Now that you have your wall with your blocks written on it, we'd like you just to pay attention to what's there. Take a deep breath. These are hard to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, that was Nakai, E. Carlos Nakai, playing his beautiful music off a CD called Carry the Gift. And that song was called Carry the Gift. Very mellow, very lovely. So it's important to be aware of what's getting in between you and the things you wrote on your goals list. Okay, so you have this wall with all your blocks or many of your blocks on it. So what can you do with this now? Well, you can set up a meeting so that you and your partner can share your walls with each other. Mm-hmm. Can do some wall sharing. This process will help you get to know yourself and each other better. You can write in your journal. You can say something like, I'm not going to let the wall stop me because, and then maybe come up with a plan. You know, you can give your wall a voice and write down a conversation with this wall. I mean, what keeps this wall alive? What does it need to stay solid? Have a conversation and see if you can trick your wall into crumbling. You can even write a song or a poem or even a story and share that with your partner. So there's many creative things you can do with this knowledge that you have. And, you know, you may have known what your blocks were, but maybe you've never written them out. Or, you know, I kind of see a wall like bricks, and in each brick there's a word. That's kind of what I'm envisioning. But you have to remember that this wall doesn't really serve you. You know, it divides you. It stops you from being successful. So don't let it control you, mm-hmm. right? But this is hard. I mean, it's easy for Diana and myself just to sit here and say, don't let your wall control you. But seriously, it is hard work. And it takes a lot of practice.
Lots of practice.
You need to just, you know, the first step is to realize it. Become aware that your wall is interfering. And then realize also that it's been a real big habit. And that's your first step, I think. I think probably one of my biggest blocks is always feeling like I don't know enough. And so it would stop me from doing much because I'd say, oh, I don't know enough. I didn't go to school enough or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you know a lot. You know, really.
Thank you.
A good example, Cher. So so to continue this piece is important. What Cher is talking about is to find some way to express yourself. and connect to these parts of yourself. And it takes practice, and it has been a habit, and it's not going to go away. We, you know, she used the metaphor of it crumbling, but you can have it not control you. These things will be there, but you work at them so they won't have so much control over you.
So much power.
And power that you stop living your life. So the process is, that's why we wanted you to do the walls, so you can stay in contact with them and be, so you can control what's happening in you and not these things. But I know this is a, you know, tough exercise. So I just want you to just take notice of what's going on in your body right now. What are you noticing? How are you feeling? And if you're sitting across from your partner, know that you both are probably experiencing something. And because you, you know, you're showing yourself, you know, you're cleaning the spots off the mirror. You're looking at the dust that's settled, and you're working on it. Or maybe not settled, and you've been working on these things, but this is another way to continue working on them. So
we hope that you have taken away something with us.
So, yeah, me
tonight.
Too. Yeah. But I want to say one thing. Are you closing?
Yeah, you can say one thing.
I just want to just give a metaphor that I like to use, share a metaphor, because I love using metaphors as a way of painting a picture for people. So think of a boulder, this whole process that you're going to be working towards. Is think of imagine a boulder sitting on the back of your shoulder, at the base of your neck. And it's just this weight, and that's what it feels like when you don't engage in your relationship or you don't be authentic in your life. It just feels like this weight, like something is weighing you down. You're not really experiencing or in your life the way you want to. So if you could think of grabbing this boulder and lifting it off of your shoulders and placing it on the side. And if you feel like you're carrying a weight of your partner and you don't want to do that anymore, pass it on over to your partner. Okay? So just imagine that weight is off of you because you are talking about your wall and you're talking about the things on your list. You are spring cleaning your relationship and you're going to feel so much freer and so much lighter.
Oh, so nicely said, Diana. I like that metaphor about the boulder. I already feel lighter just imagining it coming off my shoulders. And we hope that you've taken something away from listening to our program tonight and spring cleaning your relationships. And we want to leave you with this Rumi quote. Move within, but don't move the way fear makes you move.
Yeah,
love that quote. But don't forget, it's never too late to grow, heal, and change. And you got to have some faith. We're going to be leaving you with this song called Faith by Jamie Anderson.
We want to thank you all really very much for tuning in and listening. And
just remember that you too can be living proof that by spring cleaning your relationships, you can have a cleaner, healthier, and happier life.
Good night.
On this planet, joy and sorrow, I'm not guaranteed a tomorrow. Though it seems I reach out through an endless night, there's a promise of light. I have faith. The sun will shine. I have faith. In every life I have faith. I know the truth. strange to see the strangers hugging in the street. Did you think to yourself,